when was there no hope left for Jovan Mosley that this the court system itself was going to free him? They were going to find their own error. At what point was that just off the table?
I think at about the 5 month mark when, and I'm not kidding, I don't, I really think the system in general works very well here in Chicago, so I want to preface this before I tell you this appalling statistic, but he didn't even get a public defender for 5 months. Because what happens is, on a multiple defendant case, these are very complicated cases to try, they pull all of them, all the defendants, all your, you get called at once, at the same time for your court calls. You don't get called separately. Otherwise, it would just bog the system down. We can't have everybody up there, you know. So they call all the defendants at one time. Well, one guy had a public defender, and he had an associate. And there was another one who had lawyered up privately, and he also worked with a partner. So there were all these lawyers stepping up, and they tell the defendants in their khaki, you know, DOC, you know, outfits, you're not allowed to talk. So you're shackled, you walk in, you're not allowed to talk, and boom, 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 all this, like, legalese happens. And so the first time it happened, Jovan was back into the bullpen, which is the cage behind the courtroom, and going to the guards, wait, but I don't, and literally everyone's like, hey, you know, be quiet, move back there. The next time he got to appear, it was 5 months, you know, that these, you get a continuance, and it's a couple months from now, and he told the public defender, I don't have a lawyer, and the guy said, oh, my God. Excuse my French, you know, oh my gosh, he was startled, and there you go. So I think it was at that point when Jovan knew, oh man, this isn't going to end anytime soon. Actually, he tells me it was Christmas, because he got arrested in March, although the fight that ended in this lovely man's death had occurred in August. It wasn't until the next March when, he was arrested, and these other gentlemen in the fight were arrested. And it wasn't until, I think it was Christmas, though, he really said, when he was writing gospel lyrics with some other guys, and they did a performance for the other people on the deck, and everyone cheered. And he said he was just so thrilled that they were cheering. And then he thought, oh, my gosh, I'm in a prison. Right. In Christmas, and I don't know, I don't have no idea when I'm going to go home.
So he's gone. I mean, he's been filed, stamped, numbered. He's in the system. He's the prisoner, and he's never going to see freedom again, except he gets a break or he's able to take advantage of a break that not many people do. And I haven't gotten to this part of the story, so I'm going to ask you to ruin it for me and tell me about this ray of light that comes into Jovan Mosley's life.
What a good way to put it. The years ticked by for him, and because multiple defendant cases where there's a number of people alleged to have, you know, committed a crime, they take a long time. They really do. And unfortunately for Jovan, in addition to the fact that they take a long time, his public defender, this is interesting, he was a Jewish gentleman who changed his name to an Irish name, and he ran for judge. Which has worked in Chicago before. You changed
yes.
your... Yeah. Yes. It didn't work for him, but in any event, he stopped being Jovan's public defender. A state's attorney tragically died. The judge was transferred, and so all these bureaucratic things piled up. Wouldn't you know, 5 years later, he was 19 when he was arrested. 5 years later, he was still there. Mm. And there wasn't even a trial date. And it was about this time that you called a ray of light, and he says, my angel walked in. Catherine O'Daniel, who's a great criminal defense lawyer, she's actually right now on the big mob trial in Chicago, the Sarno case. She'll be doing closing arguments Monday if she didn't get to it today. But she was in the jail visiting a client. She's a really good-looking blonde woman who is one of the best criminal defense lawyers in the city. And she's a one-man show. She is her own lawyer, associate, assistant. She just does it all on her own secretary. She doesn't even have a secretary. So she'd never taken a pro bono case in her very storied career. But she was left alone accidentally in Cook County Jail, maximum security. And for a second, the guards walked away to return her client to his deck, not knowing that other inmates were coming from rec, and they were about to pass by her. And they circled her and actually started... Some were asking legal questions, some were sort of taunting her in other ways, inappropriate ways. And she said, this very brave woman, she's very strong, she's very smart. She thought, wow, I'm going to die in Cook County. This is so ironic that I will This will be my last breath. And yet this gentleman came down pushing a broom, but he was clearly an inmate because he, which is strange, you don't work in county jail and we don't rehabilitate you. You just sit and you hope to stay alive until your trial. And so this guy having a broom did not bode well for her. And yet he came up, actually said something to the other inmates, and asked them to step away. Then he told her if she stepped under this sort of eave, there were now other inmates hanging down over the deck, and he said they won't be able to see you. Sure enough, everyone listened to this guy and left her alone. She was so relieved, she started talking to him. What are you in for? Murder. You know, this doesn't throw her. She's a criminal defense lawyer. And how long? He says 5 years. Now she's thinking he's a little, maybe not too, you know, together.
Right.
Or maybe his case was appealed and it came back down. He explained the situation. He'd been in a fight. He wasn't in the fight. He was forced to say he threw a couple punches, and now he was 19, and now he was, you know, about to be 25 years old, and he was still there. She was really struck by him. She really thought, in all my years, she said, I just was struck by, this kid does not belong here. This kid does not belong here. She checked out his story. It turned out to be true. He had been there for over 5 years with no trial date on the books. So she quickly called up his public defender and said, you know, I don't usually do this. I don't consider myself a bleeding heart, and I have more than enough work, but I'm taking this case. Now, I'll tell you, this woman normally does not take a murder case for cheap. And a murder case in Chicago is a extremely complex piece of litigation. It's not an easy thing to throw together. And she took his case on, her first pro bono case ever. So that was his ray of light, as you put it, and it's a good way to put it.
She is able to save him, and I'll leave the rest of that story up to other people to pick up the book and see. It's kind of a Christmas story, in a way, with an angel coming in like this, and you know, the big end of the year paradigm shift. You know, it's everything suddenly all things old become new again, and he gets his life back. So that's fabulous.